the Rawhide deserves a much better face than me, and it makes me so glad that it's Tipper. You know, Tipper has a much better face than I do.
Writing the Bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to the Writing of the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
And my name is Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that, you may leave.
Yes, you can.
Episode 13.
Holy shit, we're in the teens.
We're in the teens. Baker's Dozen.
Baker's Dozen, dude.
Let's go. I'm hyped. I have so much fun on this show.
Me too. I have to cut this really quick. Tap your mic. Okay, you're good.
Yeah. The audio might be a little bit different because Abby's room has more of an echo than mine.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is gonna be a fun episode.
It is gonna be a fun episode. I'm really excited.
Yeah, we got a guest coming on this episode, but we're not gonna introduce him until a little bit later.
We do have a guest coming on this episode, and I'm very excited. This is a man that I deeply admire.
Yeah, he's a great dude, and I'm looking forward to getting some advice from you guys because we got something big going on this week.
Yeah, we got some goodies to talk about for y'all.
But first, we got to get into a little bit of the sports news because there was a lot of it. There was a lot of sports news.
So much, dude. It is a wild time to be a sports fan right now.
It is. Even though we said we weren't going to be a news podcast anymore, and we aren't. But there was just so much big news that we have to talk about it.
We have to talk about it, dude. We haven't done this in a couple episodes where we just talk about news for a little bit. So we're going to do that. And then we got some fun shit planned for the rest of it.
Yep. A lot of fun stuff. First off, I want to talk about this weekend. What happened this past weekend in sports, because it was a great weekend for sports. So the Giants won the series against the Yankees 2-1.
Dodgers they did.
Lost the series to the Cubs 2-1, and
with
lost
an
one of those
awful
games.
Game to 16-0, dude.
16-0. But did you see Miguel Rojas and him impersonating all of his teammates when he was on the mound?
I did. By the way, you sound funny. So stupid. Can you just get close to your mic for once?
What do you mean?
Get close.
Better?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay. Stop talking crap, bro.
Okay, dude.
But I can handle it, so I don't have to leave.
Can you hear music?
Music? No.
Okay, good. Just for those of you who don't know, you don't know. We haven't talked about it. I'm in San Diego right now in a house with about 16 people, and they're blasting music outside. So I don't know. I can hear it, but I don't think you can hear it, which is good.
No, I don't hear it too bad. But if so, music's more fun to listen to than podcasts.
It is, dude.
Podcasts are boring.
Yeah, it's boring.
But we try to make it interesting. Anyways, back to what we were talking about. And then the Padres didn't allow a run in the 3-game series against the Rockies.
Shocker.
Crazy, man. But still, like,
but the Rockies
blow.
But yeah, you would expect them to score at least one run. But no, the Padres are just like that. While I was in San Diego, so in Visalia, where we live, I mean, there's sports stores and you can find a good amount of Padres stuff. But you go into it like a Lids or anywhere here in San Diego, it is just Padres. Like, there's so much Padres stuff here in San Diego and Charger stuff that everything else, like, I didn't find a single Dodgers jersey. I found one Dodger hat in 3 sports stores.
That must be nice.
So it's like everywhere you go is San Diego. I almost bought a Jackson Merrill City Connect jersey for $180 until Bella stopped me.
Good job, Bella. You don't need to be spending that money.
I don't, dude. I'm so broke. But if you don't want me to be broke, go ahead and donate to the show at rss.com/writing-the-bench.
Except we're not pocketing that money. That money's going directly back into the show.
Watch
because
me.
Our next goal is to get another mic so that we can have more guests on the show, be more versatile.
Yeah. I mean, like, no mic isn't stopping us from doing guests, but we just want them to sound a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, because we're having a guest on this episode. But yeah, great weekend.
Sorry,
sports.
Jordan walked in. Jordan, you can stand up. Our podcast doesn't have any video.
Jordan. Yeah, so great weekend in sports. The Giants win, the Padres win, and the Dodgers lose. So
yes, it's a hell of a day for sports.
Another big thing that happened on Sunday, Rory McIlroy won his first Masters and secures his career Grand Slam.
That was an incredible, incredible effort by him, dude. Just watching, like, the video still gives me chills when he's sitting there celebrating with his boys, and then he goes, hold on, I got to go get a green jacket.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Insane, dude. I love Rory McIlroy. He's my favorite golfer for sure.
Me too. I love the guy.
I just respect him. I don't like the LIV Tour or whatever, so I can't respect anyone who went to the LIV Tour, which
Because you don't like
Phil
Bryson
Mickelson was my
DeChambeau.
favorite. Bryson DeChambeau is growing on me because I started watching his YouTube today. He's a pretty cool dude,
His YouTube channel is awesome.
but I still don't like him because he left for the LIV Tour. I can't respect anyone who did that.
Yeah, I hear you.
For reasons that I don't want to talk about on the podcast, because we're not a political podcast.
Oh, shit. Okay.
The whole Saudi-funded league and everything. But that's another
Yeah,
conversation.
Jacob, are you trying
So
to get us taken off of Spotify?
we can't be monetized if we're not monetized
That's true.
already. We
That's
can't be
true. We
demonetized if we're
can't.
not
Yeah,
monetized.
that's true. That's true.
Anyways, so yeah, Rory McIlroy won the Masters, securing his career Grand Slam. For those of you who don't know what a Grand Slam is, a Grand Slam is there are four major tournaments in golf, and if you win all four, that's considered a Grand Slam, like a career Grand Slam. There are only six people to ever do it. So the four tournaments are the Masters, which just happened this past weekend
Yep.
and kicks off the four majors. So there'll be three more majors this year. You have the PGA Championship, the US Open, and the Open Championship, which is also known as the British Open. So those are the four tournaments, and there are only six people to ever get a Grand Slam, with Rory McIlroy being the sixth.
I am rooting for Mr. Bryson DeChambeau. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm rooting for him. And I'm gonna give us a little fun fact of the week. Can I
Okay.
give one?
Do it.
Okay,
This isn't your thing, but I like it.
our fun
Do it.
fact of the week is that we are from the Central Valley. A very big city in the Central Valley is Fresno, California. Bryson DeChambeau is from Fresno, California.
Bryson DeChambeau is from Clovis.
Same shit. What's the difference?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I always do just say Clovis is rich Fresno. So,
It is rich Fresno. Fresno
yeah.
is a little bit of a shithole. Sorry if you live in Fresno, but if you live in Fresno, you accept that fact too.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok the other day. It was like, we're from Fresno. We can't tell if it's fireworks or gunshots.
Dude, so valid.
Anyway, so yeah, Rory McIlroy, big congratulations. Super proud of you. Man, I love Rory McIlroy.
I like
I love that
Rory
guy.
too.
Another thing that happened over the past week since our last episode, the national championships in both men's and women's basketball. So
Man.
a big congratulations to UConn, to Paige Butkus and UConn for winning the women's national championship,
What a
and to
game,
the
dude.
Florida Gators for winning the men's national championship.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah. What an ending. That game was
That
crazy.
is not something you expected to see, man. I mean, you just did not expect that. I mean, I think the big shocker wasn't necessarily in the championship game, it was when Duke got knocked.
Yeah.
But damn, dude.
Yeah.
What an
But
ending. I mean, what a time to be a Gator.
yeah. Caleb, here's a little fun fact for you.
Oh,
I mean, our
shit.
fans probably don't care that much. But did you know that all through like elementary and middle school I was a Gator fan?
Were you actually?
That was my dream school growing up, was the Gators. And so, I mean, I'm pretty stoked. I still like them, obviously. Fresno State. We're up in Fresno State today for all of you YouTube watchers who can't see us because there's no video on our podcast. But I'm repping Fresno State today. Fresno State's my favorite now. Stanford's number two. But Florida's still up there, man. I still love Florida. So I'm stoked to see them win a natty.
I've been Fresno State since the day I was born, brother.
Yeah. And I've always liked Fresno State, but like as a power conference favorite
Yeah.
school, it's always been Florida.
Of course, but you know, Fresno State, you just have to stay loyal because it's just a local thing. It's really what
And
it
I'm going to
is.
go there.
Yeah, you're gonna go to Fresno State, and the thing is, dude, it's just a hometown feel. We're very close to Fresno. I mean, I've spent a lot of time in Fresno. My girlfriend lives in Fresno. I love Fresno State.
Caleb, where are you going to go to college?
My bedroom, working on this
Not online
show,
school.
not online school. I'm not gonna go to
Nope.
college. I'm just working, okay?
Yep. At
What if I
Applebee's.
went to college, and I'm letting you guys know this right now, if I went to college, these episodes would not be out on time. And I know I've missed it a lot of the time. I've missed it. I've done late uploads, but that's not my fault. One of them was my fault. The other ones were technical difficulties. But if I went to college, this show would not get out every Tuesday morning.
No,
I'm
no.
on vacation right now. I'm not, and I'm going to edit and upload tomorrow.
Tomorrow, you mean tonight? It's got to be up by midnight tonight, Caleb. It's Monday.
I never upload at midnight.
That's a good point.
I upload at like 2 a.m.
We just have to have it up before my dad goes to work in the morning so he can listen to
Yeah, shout out Timmy, dude. One of my favorite episodes still.
Yep. So Florida wins the men's national championship. UConn wins the women's. Big congratulations to both of them. I need a clapping noise.
Yeah, claps.
Another piece of news. This is for the future. Aaron Judge has been named the team captain for Team USA of the 26th World Baseball Classic.
I know we glitched out there, everybody, but he said that Aaron Judge is the team captain and has been named team captain for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. I don't
Yes.
know why, but that shocked me.
Because I don't agree with it, honestly.
I don't
I think
either.
it should be Mike Trout again.
Me
Mike Trout's
too.
Captain America. But Trout didn't play last time. He didn't play in 2023. So why is he going to be Captain America when never having experienced the World Baseball Classic? Like, it's a whole nother environment. It's people turn it up when representing their country. And
Yeah, but I
yeah,
like
he's.
Mike Trout, man. I would have loved Mike Trout to be
Yeah.
team captain.
Yeah. He's the captain of the Yankees. Congratulations. Like, you haven't won anything with the Yankees.
Yeah, and
An
you
AL pennant.
shit the
Congratulations.
bed so hard.
Yeah, when it mattered. And that's the thing, is World Baseball Classic matters every game, not just the postseason, because there is no postseason. It's a tournament. So, like, that's the thing, is I just don't agree with it. I think it should be Mike Trout, or, I mean, as much as I don't like the guy because he's a Dodger, Mookie Betts, like someone who's been through it
Oh,
before. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't agree with Aaron Judge being named the team captain as a first-time representative of Team USA.
oh my God. We gotta speed up, dude. I'm so excited for our guest. We gotta speed
I
up.
know. We do. We only have one more piece of news. I
Okay,
actually have to
okay,
pull
okay,
it
okay.
up.
Holy shit, he's unprepared. Is anybody surprised right now?
I just didn't have it pulled up because I
Is
wasn't expecting to
anybody
record this soon.
surprised right now? Chat,
All right,
are
here
you
we go.
surprised?
Guys, the NBA playoffs are set.
Oh my God, yes they
They are
are, and
locked in.
bullshit game.
Yeah. I'm not super excited that the Warriors got the play-in spot because they are 0-3 in play-ins. But man, Curry's on a mission.
He's on a mission, and the thing is the hard part about the play-ins is they're just gonna get thrown through the ringer, man.
Yeah,
They're gonna get
yeah.
thrown through the ringer, but he has something to play for. One, he's getting ready to retire. It'd be great to make a deep playoff run.
He wants to ride off into the sunset. I think he wants to win it this year and retire. That would be the
I
smart
think
thing to
that
do.
would be the perfect move. But the thing I'm
Yep.
most excited for, dude, is if he makes it to the championship, Steph Curry's better than LeBron James.
Yeah, I think even if he just knocks him out. So in the play-in game, the Warriors play the Grizzlies, and then
We got the
if
Grizzlies, in my opinion.
I think so too. I mean, John Morant's good, but man, Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry on that court together,
Yeah, and I
insane.
said this to Jacob the other night, or last night, I think it was. Playoff Jimmy Butler exists. He is a real person.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. Playoff Jimmy Butler is dangerous. So watch out.
100%. Yeah. Yeah.
If anybody's on a mission on that team other than Steph, it's Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. And then if they win that game against the Grizzlies, they're going to play the Rockets. And then if the Lakers beat the Timberwolves and the Warriors beat the Rockets, then it's Curry and LeBron, man. And I mean, Curry's got the record.
He's got the record. He's beat him how
Curry's
many
beat him
times in the
before.
championship? Four? Three?
No, I think like two or three.
Yeah, I
But
think it's
still,
three.
man, something like that. So, I mean, playoff
No,
Curry's
not
another
four,
animal.
because Curry has four rings, right?
Curry's four rings, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was like two or three.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. But just for a whole playoff picture, in the West, the one seed, going in order from 1 to 10, you have OKC Thunder and then the Houston Rockets.
I
Then you
cannot believe that.
have
That's crazy.
the Lakers, the Nuggets, the Clippers, and the Timberwolves. And then for the play-in games, you have the Warriors and the Grizzlies, which we previously mentioned, and the Kings and the Mavericks, which I'm shocked the Mavericks still made it after the horrible moves they made this season.
Horrible moves, but you know what? I'm proud.
Yep. Yep. And then from 1 to 10 in the East, you have the Cavaliers, the Celtics, then the Knicks, the Pacers, the Bucks, the Pistons. Then you have in the play-in games, the Magic versus the Hawks and the Bulls and the Heat. So I don't
Damn.
know. Should we do predictions?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bulls make the playoffs.
The Bulls did make the playoff. Well, not yet. They made the play-in game.
Made the playing game,
They
but
technically aren't in the playoffs yet. They're in the
that's
play-in game,
still
but
impressive for the Chicago Bulls.
yeah, and not as the bottom seed.
Not as the bottom seed. I
They're the
don't think
ninth
we should
seed.
do predictions just because I have no idea, and I want to get to our guest as soon as possible.
All right, so let's do it. Let's move on to the guest.
All right.
So, as we mentioned earlier in the episode, today we are joined by a very special guest. Please help me in welcoming Joe Ross to the podcast.
Mr. Joe Ross, how you
Let's
doing, brother?
go, fellas. What's up?
We are
How is
happy to
it?
have you. We are
Dude,
happy
I'm
to have you.
happy to be here, man. Again, this is awesome.
It's
Man, we're
a
super
good
excited.
time. It's a good time. I've spent a good number of years with you, Joe. And this is an episode that I've been planning and thinking about for a very long time, so it is an honor to have you on Riding the Bench, sir.
Well, there's very few podcasts that I would go on, so this is the one I was invited to. So let's go, dude.
Yes.
Well, it's an honor to have you on, Joe. I mean, we both have grown up in that ballpark with you around, so we're super excited to talk a little minor league baseball with you.
Way to make the guest feel very old as soon as I got on, dude. Again, I appreciate that. No, but
Dude.
hey, again, big fans of you guys, man. You guys are the future of the ballpark here, man. And again, really excited to see the all the fun stuff that you two are going to be here to, doing together as a team, almost, man. Again, it's so exciting for me to not only be here but to be friends with you guys and you know, again, I'd almost say borderline colleagues, but I'm here way more than you guys are.
Oh,
So
dude,
Oh, for
way
sure.
more, dude.
Way
For
more,
sure.
dude. Way more.
Whenever I think that my job is important, I sit there in my bed at 12 o'clock and I'm like, you know what? There's people at the ballpark right now, and I'm not.
You know, that's just a good thing for just life in general, though, right? Anytime you think your job or your life's important, just realize that there are other people doing way harder things, you know? So.
Oh, amen. Preach it.
Yeah. And it's funny because Caleb's always like, I'm the face of the Rawhide. I'm like, no, dude, Joe's the face of the Rawhide. He goes out, he's in the community, Joe's the face of the Rawhide.
No, you know, as I've said before, you know, I think the Rawhide deserves a much better face than me, and it makes me so glad that it's Tipper. You know, Tipper has a much better face than I do.
For sure. For
No,
sure.
I'm just happy and honored to do my part here, dude. I don't know if I've ever told you fellas this, but I look at this job as a blessing, and it's as morbid as it sounds. It's because this job was the last gift that my stepfather ever gave me before he passed away. Actually, after he passed away, excuse me. So my stepfather, he passed away in 2018, and you know, as hopefully you guys haven't had to experience this yet, but you know, Jacob, I know you've gone through some crazy hard things in life, but you know, when life deals you a bad hand, sometimes you reevaluate shit, right? So I can cuss on here, right? I can cuss on this podcast, right? Okay, good, 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 good. You know, again, I was just going through life. You know, my stepfather passed away. I was working in real estate. You know, I was kind of that guy who just drove around homeowner associations and was, you know, finding people for different things. And I got paid very well, but I wanted something more meaningful in life and something more fun. And after my stepfather passed away, my brother became friends with the husband of the GM here at the ball club. And you know, she was venting one day at the end of the 2018 season about turnover in staff and what she was looking for. And my brother's like me, man. He ain't shy, dude. He ain't ready. He's not afraid to speak up. So he just kind of threw out like, "Hey, my brother's never worked in baseball before, but he could do that. Could he apply?" And she just kind of shined him on like, "Yeah, whatever, right?" Well, I came and interviewed during one of the playoff games in 2018, and she hired me pretty much on the spot. So I look at this gig as honestly, it's the last gift my stepfather ever gave me, and because of the gig here, it's, you know, I got introduced to my wife. I now have a baby that's on the way and coming, and a whole family that I'd never anticipated, you know, 6+ years ago. So again, I do try to treat this gig every day like the blessing that it is, you know.
And dude,
That's
I
awesome.
freaking I love that. I mean, I've gotten to know you, and it's been an honor. And for those of you who don't know, Joe is Mr. Joe Ross is, in my opinion, the face of the Visalia Rawhide. Like Jacob said, the Visalia Rawhide is the single A affiliate to the Arizona Diamondbacks. And Joe, since as long as I can remember, has been the MC of the Visalia Rawhide, not just the MC, but that guy that you go to the ballpark and he's always there. A lot of the time when I was a kid, I didn't know what your name was, but I knew the face, right?
Yep. If you want to play the games, go find Joe.
Yeah, if you want to play games on the field, go find Joe. And this guy is the epitome of what it means to bring unity to a community. I mean, the people that rally around the Visalia Rawhide and the culture that is surrounded by the Visalia Rawhide is I give a lot of that credit to Joe Ross, man. And
Absolutely.
I love everything that you've been able to do. And when I was able to step into the MC job 3 years ago now, I mean, it was the biggest blessing I've ever had, and probably my favorite job I've ever had. And dude, I just
Which
have the
says a
utmost
lot, dude,
respect
because
for you.
you've had some great jobs, you know. But no, I appreciate the kindness and the kind words, dude. I mean, again, this place is a blessing. I love interacting with fans. I mean, everything I've done throughout my entire life. I mean, growing up, I wanted to be an actor, right? Like, I wanted to be famous. I wanted to, you know, be. I've always been personable and always enjoyed interacting with people. And this job gives me that, man. It gives me the ability, and I've come to really enjoy being around the fans, being around the people that come all the time. I mean, Caleb, you've seen it. Being the
Yeah.
MC for the last couple of years. I mean, dude, you come here and it's a family, dude. Like, people come here and they have a good time, and it's, you know, a lot of the same people and over and over and over, but it's those that come like once or twice a year that I really love, right? Like, again, I get stopped, you know, sometimes even at the grocery store. I'm like, hey, you're the Rawhide guy, right? So, I mean, it definitely helps when you have a look that I've kind of patterned, right? Backwards cap, you know, a little bit of the beard, you know, so, you know, it definitely
Yeah.
helps to get noticed. But you know, ultimately at the end of the day, you know, I play my part here, and people create the memories that they create here, you know, not because of me. I hope I enhance them a little bit, but it's all about this ballpark and the atmosphere that we've created here, you know, honestly, since my time. I mean, there have been a lot of great MCs over the last, you know, few years. Caleb, you're one of them, right? And so I'm just glad to see that tradition continue with you two fellows, man. It's kind of cool to see what I helped start and you know, kind of get back on track, and you guys continuing, man.
And it is
Yeah.
the funnest thing. I have to point something out. So you said you came in during the playoffs in 2018, correct?
That's when I had my first interview. Yeah.
Great. So you had your playoffs in 2018. Do you think that you were the good luck charm to take it to the championship in 2019?
Well, in 2019, I mean, it was my first year here. They won a championship. I mean, I almost called it quits then. I was telling people after we got our ring, I was like, hey, I should just be one and done. Then that way, it can't be proven otherwise. But after that, after the pandemic, we basically had the worst like 3 seasons in all of minor league baseball. So it definitely was not me. Because if I'm going to take credit for 2019, I have to also take the fault, I guess, for 21 through 2023. You know, but no, thankfully I have nothing to do with what goes on the field. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we just got a little fast pitch machine that everyone you know, can come and enjoy here at the ballpark. It'll be a new attraction for everyone to come and see. And I think I was throwing like 45 miles an hour, man. So thank God they haven't signed me up for anything.
I love it.
Yes. So we got a couple questions for you, Joe, if you don't mind.
Okay, hey, ask away.
So, you already said that you had your first interview in the playoffs of 2018. So, what was your first job at the ballpark? And then, like, kind of what do you do now? What, how have you gotten to the spot where you are now with the Rawhide?
Oh, that's a great question, man. I initially came in as our community partnership manager. So basically, it was kind of like community relations, right? Like, I was the one that was going to take Tipper out everywhere to all the things and try to get out and involved in the community as possible, which was amazing, right? Like, I kind of was right up my alley. Like everybody who works here, I also had, you know, some sales and needed to, you know, work on clients and getting people not only to buy banners and buy, you know, tickets and that kind of stuff, but all essentially, you know, it was all kind of like a well-rounded thing that we had to do. So that's kind of what I started. And then very quickly, you know, they figured out that I wasn't shy on the microphone, and that I would be more than willing to hop on the mic and be the MC. So, you know, they threw me on that very quickly, and I got to be our MC pretty much until Caleb came. And you know, again, that was awesome too as well. I mean, it was really cool to, you know, interact with the fans and again entertain everybody. I've always been an entertainer, man. I've enjoyed theater growing up. I, you know, tried to dabble a little bit when I was down in Southern California, but I've done some stand-up comedy, so it kind of like fell right into my wheelhouse as far as, you know, keeping people entertained and, you know, on the edge of their seats a little bit. So that I did that for a couple of years, and you know, now my roles have kind of shifted. we have some young guys coming in and doing their part, like you guys, to keep the fans entertained. And I'm now focused more on our marketing. So I'm our marketing director here at the ballpark. I still handle a good chunk of our community relations, but you know, it's become kind of more of a team effort, not only on the marketing side, but also on the community relations side. And I love that part of the job as well. It gives me the creative outlet that I've always kind of searched for. You know, it allows me to, you know, kind of still be engaged with the fans on social media and all the different platforms that we have. So it's an awesome gig. It's definitely evolved. I've told people before, you know, I didn't study any of this stuff. I've just been a guy who's never been afraid to raise his hand and say, hey, I'll do that, you know. So but I've also studied a lot from the University of YouTube, and different things like Skillshare and things like that. Never afraid to try to learn something new and try to get better about things that I have no clue about.
Dude,
That's
I
awesome, man.
freaking love that. I mean, I said it earlier in the episode. Joe is a man that I deeply admire, and having the honor to come in to the Visalia Rawhide, I worked as an usher actually for the first, I don't know, probably couple weeks, maybe a month at most. And I was helping people find their seats in the ballpark until my manager Marcus walked up to me and said, "Hey, Joe was talking to me about you possibly being the MC of the ballpark." And I will never forget that day of coming into the ballpark, and it was a crazy Saturday night with a ton of people in the ballpark. I did the entire night as MC and trying to entertain the crowd the best that I could. And then I went home, and I don't know if I've ever told you this, Joe. I actually typed up an email that I was going to send to you about how I appreciate the opportunity so much, but I will never come back and do it ever again because it was the most stressful night of my life. I hated it at first. And luckily, my mom told me, just give it another shot. So I went back the next night, and it got a little bit easier, and it got a little bit easier. And I don't think I would have gotten to the spot that I am today, without the guidance that you gave me. So I love to hear your journey with the Rawhide, man. It's definitely a heartwarming thing.
You've done incredible, man. I mean, as you can attest, it's not easy, right? Like, there's things are structured, they come a lot faster than you anticipate. You know, people seem to think that we just kind of do everything by the seat of our pants, and no, man. I mean, everything is planned, but you just can't. You know, again, we only got that minute and 30 seconds, and you know, it's been really great to watch you grow, right? Like, again, like you mentioned, you were the usher when you started out here, but people were coming to see you, right? Like, you've grown up here at this ballpark, and I had people telling me, because I'll be honest, when I first met you, I had no clue who the hell you were, dude. Like, I had no clue. As far as I knew, you were just some kid, right? And again, my wife showed me some movie and some stuff that you were in and different things, and I was like, oh shit, okay. And then I got to know you a little bit, and I just figured initially, like after meeting you, I'm like, dude, this guy's perfect. We're wasting him as an usher, right? Because the other thing, like when I first started doing this, I told people, because I didn't find this gig until I was like in my mid-30s, right? Like, I'm almost 40 years old now, and I used to tell people all the time, like, hey, I'm having a great time here, but I don't want to be a 40-year-old dude leading the rally squad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing that. Like, we're gonna have to find somebody else to take the mantle over. And dude, you were perfect. Like, you came in right when we needed you. As far as I was ready to start shifting my roles, I honestly wouldn't have given it up to somebody who I didn't trust. And from the very moment I met you, I'm like, all right, this guy's gonna get it. And to watch you grow over the last couple of years in that role, get better at improv, get better with the fans. I mean, again, you've just grown tremendously. And I know we're going to have Jacob on the mic this week too. I can't wait to see him do it. And again, hopefully he's not got his head spinning, and hopefully he's not going to write that email at the end of his first night either, you know. But it's again, it's just totally different, because you have to be on it, you have to be ready. And even though we do a lot of the same things, that's what's so great about this place, is every night is totally different. Like, and you have to treat it like that. You have to treat it like this might be someone's very first time at the ballpark, and if you treat them great, they might become a season ticket holder. They might come for years and years to come, you know, bring their group out, their family, their friends. But if you treat them badly, like, this could be the last time they ever come. So I always try to keep that in mind, and try to keep that, like, in everyone else's mind who's around me. Like, hey, treat this game as if it's the first game or the last game that you'll ever be a part of, you know?
Right. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart, Jacob. I hope you suck tomorrow so I can keep my job.
I bet you might get Wally Pipp, dude. Again, some of your viewers might not know who that is, but you might get Wally Pipp, dude. If you're if he goes out there and just slays it, dude, we're gonna have to throw you back as an usher.
I know, I'm pissed.
I know that brings me my next question. So right now we have the past MC, we have the present MC, and we have the future MC.
There we go.
But as you mentioned, I'm making my MC debut this week. This podcast will come out tomorrow. So it'll actually be the night this podcast comes out. I'm MCing the game against the Stockton Ports. So as two guys have been who have done the job and have been doing the job for years, this is kind of personal. The viewers probably don't care about this as much, but what's one piece of advice you would give to someone like me stepping into their role as the MC for the first time?
Joe started off. Take it away.
Well, buddy, I think I kind of hit on it, right? Is you got to treat this like it's everybody's first game, right? And ultimately, too, you got to just be yourself, right? You can't go out there and fake it. Like you got to go out there and be who you are. And if you do that, people will see the genuineness in you, right? And treat everybody as if they're important. You know, you may not have time to chat with everybody. You may not have time to stay as long as you want because you have to get on for the next thing, or you know, you got this game coming up. But when you got that mic in your hand, you got power, right? And everybody wants to talk to you, and everybody wants to be a part of the show, so to speak. So, you know, again, treat everybody with respect, treat everybody with kindness. You know, at the end of the day, they're the ones who are there to be entertained. So, you know, make sure you remember at the end of the day, the show isn't for you, the show is for them.
I totally agree, and I'm very close to you there, Joe, in the fact that make everybody feel important. I noticed a lot last year, which it's one of the things that's made me very excited for this year is I had a lot of fans, and a lot of people that were showing up, whether it was a dad that had, you know, two of his son's birthday parties in the fan dugout or somewhere in the ballpark. Remember who you are. I mean, it's so important to treat the fans as the most every single fan should be treated as the most important person in the ballpark. Make them feel special because it is a place that, like Joe said, is very much a family. Like the season ticket holders that we have and the loyalty that we have at the Rawhide wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for those people that were there making them feel welcomed when they first came to the Visalia Rawhide. You know what I mean? And like there's a dad, I can't remember his name for the life of me, but his son was at the his son had a birthday party at the ballpark and he came up to me and he's like, Caleb. And I'm like, oh my gosh, he remembers my name. And I get his son in some games. And you just have to make everybody feel so loved and welcomed and make sure that people know that you are somebody that they can come to. You know, I mean, as somebody who spent a lot of time in the entertainment industry, you look at a performer or you look at something as extravagant as somebody in the middle of a baseball stadium with a microphone, you look at it as so far away. But when you give somebody the opportunity to experience what you're doing, because I think people love that spotlight. People love being involved. So if you give the fans the opportunity to be a part of what you're doing, I think that's a magical experience for them, and it's going to make them want to come back, and it's going to help them become a part of the Rawhide family. So I'm right there with Joe. Make everybody feel like they are the most important person in the park.
And if I can piggyback off that a little bit, you know, something that I was told right before I took this job that sticks with me even to this day is people don't care until they see how much you care, right? And oftentimes they want you to care about them, about what they're interested in, what they're doing, right? So, like, you know, even simple things like you may not remember that dad's name, but you probably remember that kid's name. You know what I'm saying? Like, so little things like that.
Wyatt.
Making sure that you care is the and again, you can't fake that, man. People see through that. But genuinely caring about the things that people care about are going to make them care about you. And the other thing too is, you know, again, despite the mic in your hand, like you ain't special is the thing I would always tell myself, man. Like you ain't
Yeah.
special, dude. Like you're just here to do a job. You're here to entertain. It's the fans and the people that are here that are special. And like Caleb said, you got to make them feel that. They may be coming here from one of the worst days at work or worst days at school or whatever. This is the place where they are to get away from that. And Jacob, you're going to do incredible on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday that you're doing that because, you know, you're somebody who has absolutely gone through a bunch, who has probably felt special by coming here or by different things in your life. So I have no fear at all that you're going to be someone who is genuine on the mic and who genuinely connects with people when they're here and they come up to you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, I've grown up in that ballpark watching you guys do your thing. And so I'm super excited to get the opportunity to do it tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to it.
Or you're gonna do terribly, and we're gonna come back on this podcast and just shit on you for fucking 30 minutes about how terrible it is. So.
Dude, I was just gonna say, Joe, that was a speech, dude. I'm gonna be honest, I got a little bit stiffy right now, dude. That was impressive, man.
Here I'm worried about cussing, and you're talking about that. That's awesome. But no, you're gonna do fine, brother. And again, I can't wait to see you on the mic. And again, I hope you know this. You got your buddy Caleb there for any words of encouragement, things like that. Same here, dude. Again, I don't think anyone here on this podcast and anyone listening doesn't want anything but success for you coming Tuesday, pal.
Thank you, man. Thank you. So I got one more question about the Rawhide, and then we're gonna get into some other stuff. But you've said you've been at the Rawhide for this will be your sixth season, correct? So in that time, what is your favorite memory from being a part of the Rawhide family?
Ooh, that's a tough one because there is so many questions or so many memories that come up that it's hard for me to answer that question. Honestly, for me, it goes to personal stuff. My best memory here is, and she'll never see this probably podcast anyway, so I could say all this in brief. But honestly, I used to think that love at first sight was something that morons told themselves, right? Like I never believed in that crap. I thought it was stupid. I thought it was just, something that people tell themselves just to make them feel better about their relationships. But legitimately, the one of the best memories here was the night that I met my wife in the Hall of Fame Club where I'm at right now. It was the only time in my entire life that I've felt that whole love at first sight thing. There was literally nobody else in that Hall of Fame club that night except for her. And if it wasn't for that night and me coming here randomly only because I was trying to go the extra mile with my first season, I would not have ever met her. I would not have, again, have the baby that I have on the way. Wouldn't have her kids, who I now look at as my kids. And in fact, today is our oldest 16th birthday, right? Like, I wouldn't have any of that stuff if it wasn't for that one day. So that's probably the one if I had to pick any memory. But there have been, a whole heck of a lot. Winning that 2019 championship and celebrating in here as a staff was incredible. It's the only reason why I ever care about winning a championship again because that party was incredible. Doing that champagne shower with all of us in the from the front office was awesome because it is a grind and celebrating like as if we were the ones out there playing was pretty incredible. We've had some pretty good ones with new ownership coming in as well, going to winter meetings, going to Vegas, and we all went to Brady's wedding, and that was like a whole weekend of memories. So there's so many to point to, but if anything, I got to go back to 2019, May 10th, 2019, when I met what would become my wife, Alyssa, and all the memories that have stemmed from that one moment.
That's
And I
awesome,
love
man.
that
That's really
so
cool.
much that you are so loyal to the ballpark, and you've built such a life around it. And the fact that you were able to meet your wife at that ballpark is so special, and that you were able to walk in and have that love at first sight moment. And I think the thing that makes that most memorable, and the thing that makes it hit my heart is that she looked at you and she's like, "Wow, that guy's fucking ugly," and then you guys fell in
Hey.
love.
She, for whatever reason, loves my face, man. Again, I must be the backwards cap and the bald look. But no, not only
Probably.
did we have our first meet here, again, our first kiss was essentially here.
Ooh.
I got engaged to her here.
Damn.
I met her kids here. We actually got married here in the Toyota Terrace, and here's where we actually told our kids too that they were going to be having a little sister. So, in fact, my middle child Noah, he was like, "Dude, we have done all this stuff here with Joe and all the first. Like, are you guys going to give birth to this kid here? Like, what the heck is happening?" So,
In
which
the
I haven't ruled it
office.
out. I haven't ruled it out. Let's put it that way. So,
I mean, the grandstands are sponsored by Korea, so.
exactly. I'm just going to ask, is there a doctor in the house? Oh, they're in the Korea Health Grandstand, section 202. We're coming to you.
That's awesome, man. That's cool. That really shows how much of a family Rawhide is and how much of a community it is. That's really cool, dude.
Hell yeah.
So now kind of moving off from the Rawhide stuff. So, Joe, I hear you're a Giants fan.
Yes, sir. Yep, go
All right.
Giants, baby.
So you're a smart guy. Caleb, it's all right. At least he's not a Dodger fan. That's the way I
Okay.
look at it.
Wait,
Go
so Caleb,
Padres.
who's
Go
your team, man?
Padres, bitch.
That's not even a thing, dude. Okay. All right, moving on.
So I don't know if you've listened to this show, but every week we do this series called Hot Takes.
Okay.
And so it's where we take a hot take from one of our listeners and just talk about it, something that not necessarily a lot of people would agree with. But this week we didn't really have any from listeners. We actually saw a article on ESPN that was published April 12th, so 2 days before we had this, well, before recording this podcast, by David Sheffenfield, something like that. I don't care what his name is. He's an idiot. But he titled it "How the Dodgers' Hot Start Compares to the Best Teams of All Time." When this was published, the Padres were in first place, the Giants were in second place, and the Dodgers were in third place. So, how long are they just going to keep talking on the Dodgers when the Giants and the Padres are better than them right now?
I'm with you. Again, Giants have been off to an incredible start this year. Nobody saw it coming. They have just been on fire. You gotta credit Buster Posey a little bit, right? I mean, he's got that magic from all those championship years, right? You gotta appreciate the fact that Bob Melvin's getting them to play a little bit more. Again, love that. But yeah, the glazing over the Dodgers is absolutely infuriating because they everyone thought they were going to go 162 and 0. Thank God they didn't because we'd never have to hear the end of it. You know, they're probably not even going to get to like 110 wins like they were projected. It's just, again, I get it. They have the greatest baseball player of all time in Shohei Ohtani on their team. I mean, he's definitely somebody who, again, this isn't a hot take. He is incredible. He's an incredible baseball player.
Yeah, we've
But
talked about that before.
the rest of that team, okay, and especially if they're dealing with injuries, okay, like they're not as stacked as everyone thinks. You know what I'm saying? So again, not a hot take. Again, that seems to be proven with their what is now, I think, 11-6 record or something like that,
Something
right?
like that, yeah.
But again, Doyer hater, dude. I don't even like saying the G in Doyers because that G is reserved for the Giants, okay? And like I like to remind most Dodger fans around my age, they have won maybe two in your lifetime, maybe if you count the COVID year, which the COVID year, just so you know, that whole series would equate to June the 3rd, okay? So that doesn't really win. That's not a real world series. I don't care if everyone had the equal opportunity, none of that shit. But yeah. Not a real world series. So I'll give them the one last year. One last year was nice. It was good for them. They won one in 1988 as well. But the Giants won three in 5 years, dude. So again, and I was fortunate enough to live up in the Bay Area at that time. I was in the Bay Area from 2010 to 2014. It was an awesome time to be a Giants fan up in the Bay Area. So until they can kind of complete something like that, all these Dodger fans can kick rocks, dude.
And I agree with that 100%. You actually said
You
something
don't even
about.
have to talk, dude. You're a Padres fan, dude.
I know.
The Padres have never won anything, not even your life, dude. Again, why the Padres?
Hey,
That's my question to you. Why
we
the
knocked the
Padres?
Dodgers out 1 year. The only reason I'm a Padres fan is because I was just raised that way. My dad was in the Marines and he was
Okay.
stationed in San Diego, so I was just raised to be a Padres fan. But I hear a lot of people throw out the phrase that Shohei Ohtani is the greatest baseball player ever, and I just have some stats for you that say that Shohei Ohtani is this absolute animal and arguably the greatest. I'm gonna bring up my man Barry Bonds for a second. Let me just bring up a couple stats for you really quick,
That's my
okay?
guy. Yeah, I like it.
In Barry Bonds' career, in his MLB career, he had 12,606 career at bats. 26% of those ended in a home run or a walk. Okay, 26%. And then this one, which blew my mind, between 2001 and 2004, Barry Bonds played 573 games between 2001 and 2004. This dog reached base in 539 of those games. That is 94%. Of those games, he went on base. That is unheard of. I respect Shohei. I talked about it in the last episode, but in my opinion, Barry Bonds is one of those players that it's going to take a very long time to see another man that is that dominant.
Well, I'm with you on that. Maybe I should, take that Shohei's the greatest baseball player of all time comment back because again, Barry Bonds is the only person who's ever been walked when there's been bases loaded. You know what I'm saying? Like that hasn't happened with Shohei Ohtani. I mean,
Second guy. They
yeah.
did it with Corey Seager a couple years ago.
Really?
But
Fucking crap,
Corey Seager.
man. Yeah. Well, let's just put it this way. Barry Bonds is the home run king. I'd love to see Shohei get close, just because that was super incredible to watch Barry get, you know, be on that run and things like that. And again, people are going to point to steroids and other sort of stuff, which may or may not be true. But either way, Barry Bonds should be a Hall of Famer strictly because he was awesome. He was incredible to watch. He never broke any MLB rules while he was in there. Absolutely a shame that he's not in the Hall of Fame. That's one of the reasons why the Hall of Fame is a freaking joke. And again, we're going to go hot takes. That's my hot take. F the Hall of Fame Club. It's a friggin' joke if you don't have Roger Clemens or Barry Bonds in there. And
but you have Scott Rowland. Are you kidding me?
Who the hell is Scott Rowland? Like, who cares about Scott Rowland, dude? Like,
The Hall of Fame Club, the Hall of Fame sucks, but not the Hall of Fame Club, the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club at the Visalia Rawhide Valley Strong Ballpark.
Shout out Bueno Beverage. Yep, exactly.
They were my past employer, Bueno Beverage was.
I was like, wait, you guys aren't even old enough to drink, so we probably even shouldn't be shouting out a beer company in your guys' podcast.
I can't do it at the park. Company, I probably shouldn't do it on here.
Yeah.
I worked at that company for about 6 months. So.
Oh, wow.
I actually quit.
Did you get fired for drinking on the job or what?
No. I quit that job to come work at the ballpark.
Oh, shoot. That might have been a terrible career choice, depending on how tomorrow goes, dude. So
That's a good point. We talked about it last week. I think Shohei Ohtani is half a baseball player right now because he's not playing defense. And so, I mean, it's tough to put him in that greatest of all time talk when he's not playing defense. That's half the game. I've always been racist. Defense is the most important because you could score 27 runs, but if the other team scores 28, you still lose. So...
Well, let's put it this way. Nothing. In fact, here's my hot take. Here's what I'm going to go out on a limb. You wanted a hot take? Here's what it is. The Dodgers are not going to make the playoffs.
Oh, shit.
That is a hot take. Yeah. That's crazy.
The Dodgers are going to be the most – they're going to go from being the best team in the world to being the most disappointing team in Major League Baseball history.
Oh, shit. You just put me on my feet, brother.
That's the hottest take we've had on the show.
There we go. Again, check the tape. Come talk to me in October. We'll see where they're at. But, again, I like what the Giants have been doing. I think they're going to be scrappy all year long. Again, the Dodgers are already getting hurt with injuries. You know, you got the Padres doing whatever it is the Padres do down there, but they're going to Padre it up too and eventually, you know, choke somewhere along in the playoffs. So, but you watch. And even if they somehow do make the playoffs, it'll be a wild card at best.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I like that take. But anyways, we have one last weekly segment that we do every week, and we do it at the end of our show. It's Start Bench Cut. Do you know how Start Bench Cut works, Joe?
No. Tell me how it works.
I will give us three players. You have to start one, bench one, and cut one.
Oh, so it's like Mary Fuck Kill. Okay.
Got yes.
It. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Same idea, except it'll be baseball players this week. And this week, our start bench cut is players who have played in Visalia, whether it's for the Oaks or the Rawhide, just depending on when they fell. But this week, our start bench cut is Paul Goldschmidt, Evan Longoria, and Max Scherzer.
Ooh, start bench and what? Start bench cut?
Start bench cut.
Who do we have?
Paul Goldschmidt.
I have to put this in front of me. Okay.
Evan Longoria and Max Scherzer. I can go first if you guys want me to. Evan Longoria.
Yeah, I'll go first.
So I'm gonna start Max Scherzer. Just because he's had such a legendary career for so long. Like, the injuries have hit him a little bit in these past few years, but he's been so good throughout his career. I have to start Max Scherzer. And then it kills me to do this because Longo was a Giant and Goldschmidt was the Giant killer. But I'm going to bench Paul Goldschmidt just because, again, so dominant. He was so good for so long and he's still consistent. He won an MVP in, 2021, something like that? Like, he's still so good. And I'm going to have to bench Evan Longoria as much as it kills me just because, I mean, these other two guys are legends. But Evan Longoria is also a legend. So it's just – it's hard – it's hard to cut one, but if I had to, I'd have to cut Evan Longoria.
I agree. And you know what? I would love to be different and I would love to give you more, but Jacob also took the words right out of my mouth. I'm going to give you the exact same lineup here. I'm going to start Max Scherzer. I'm going to bench good old Paulie, and Evan's getting benched.
Yeah, I think you guys have the right answer, but I do think starting Goldschmidt, there is an argument to be made. Like you mentioned, he's a Giant killer. He's of the three, he's the only one that's still actively playing because Scherzer still hasn't done anything yet. But ironically, my Mary kill is I fuck Evan Longoria, I marry Scherzer for the money, and I kill Goldschmidt.
That was a perfect answer. Oh, God.
But yeah, no, I think you guys are right. Start Scherzer, bench Goldschmidt, and cut Longo, as hard as that is.
That's fantastic.
Wait, who did you say you were fucking?
Oh, Longo, dude. Fucking Longo's the best. He's the best looking one out of all of them. If I had to, he's the one. But again, you marry Scherzer, not only for the money, but because, you know, again, if you guys have kids, they'll have multiple color eyes. So that's kind of cool. And then, again, what the fuck is Goldschmidt bringing to the table with those two other dudes? So kill that dude.
Oh, God, I love this show.
Anyways, man. I also want to talk about a few other guys who didn't make the start bench cut, because Visalia's had some absolute legends come through. You got Randy Johnson playing in Visalia, which I didn't know that until I was doing research for this. Trevor Bauer, which he deserves a spot on his team. The Giants need to go sign him. Who
You
else?
Found innocent.
He was found innocent.
Go
it was all consent.
Bauer, especially if he's willing to play for the minimum. Like, who cares? Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. Like, again, it's not like he was convicted of anything, man. Yeah, he's a douche, but who cares? Like, again, if he can help you win games, he looks like he's killing it in the Mexican league. So, yeah, I would sign him tomorrow.
Yeah, the Giants need to go sign him. And just, he wants the incentive-based contracts. Give him the incentive-based contracts. I'm cool with that, man. Go get Trevor Bauer. But yeah, Trevor Bauer, who else has come through by Visalia, man? Kobe Puckett, obviously, legend.
I had the honor as a kid to host a Visalia Rawhide player in my home. His name was John Duplantier. He was a pitcher. He's made his way to different MLB teams as the time's gone on. He's gotten a couple chances to start. I just want to give a shout out to him. Dupe. John Dupe, baby. Love you, buddy.
Yeah. Anyways, that's all I have for this week. Caleb, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I just want to give the most sincere thank you to Joe for coming on this show, dude. We've been working very hard on it, and at the same time, it's been a fun balance of trying to have a great podcast and trying to be a powerful MC at the Visalia Rawhide, and it was a very special moment for me to have you on this podcast after all that you've given to me. So we very greatly appreciate you being here, the advice you gave to Jacob, all the times that we've shared together, and dude, it was a fucking blast.
Hey, well, this has been fun chatting with you guys. Again, feel free to ask me anytime. Again, this has been fun, man. Again, I think you guys got a bright future ahead. Not only if the MC stuff doesn't work out, you guys can always just keep this podcast thing rolling. So,
yeah,
people hate it.
We get a lot of hate.
Well, again, but again, if you're getting hate, you're getting something, right? It's if you're eliciting a reaction, it's when people don't care that you got a freaking problem, right? So, to all the haters, I say, Merry fuck kill.
Yeah, it's Dodger fans that hate us because we talk a lot of crap.
Well, and again, they all think that they're, you know, they're on top of the world right now and don't want to hear it. So again, F them. Go Giants, baby. Go Ride. Yeah. And again, thanks, fellas. This has been a lot of fun. I hope to be back sometime soon.
Yes, thank you, Joe, for the advice and everything. Thank you, Caleb, for the advice. Except you know, I get advice from you all the time. But thank you, Joe, for coming on the podcast. We really appreciate it.
What the hell is on your TV screen behind you? That's been bothering me all day. Are you?
He's watching Sing, dude.
Are you watching Sing?
Yes, I'm at my girlfriend's house right now.
His girlfriend's curled up on the bed, waiting for him to watch a gorilla sing and play "I'm Still Standing" on the piano. It's dumb.
What the? Yeah, dude. That's been bothering me this whole episode. I'm like, what the hell? At least. Caleb's got a Peter Longo jersey or whatever that guy who used to stay at his house jersey in the background. Like, what the hell is
I'm at a 5,000 square foot house in San Diego right now on spring break. I'm enjoying the shit out of myself.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Little tipsy.
No wonder you're not going to be here tomorrow.
Yep.
Make sure you don't come back with chlamydia, dude. So.
I won't.
Anyways, as a reminder, my name is Jacob Fiendas. We didn't even shout out the Instagram or anything.
Oh, yes. Go follow our Instagram at RidingTheBenchPod. If you want to help support the show and give us more opportunities, please go donate to the show at rss.com/riding-the-bench. Jacob, take the sign off away again. One more time. Thank you, Joe. We love you, brother.
Yes, thank you. As a reminder, my name is Jacob Fiendas.
My name is Caleb Brown.
Stay benched, boys.